Part 6. Confrontation. Chapter 17. Detox complete. Claire's first visit. I was starting to feel like my head was on straight. I had given up the president's mission as something that was simply crazy. My choice now was whether to move on to a treatment facility or just sign myself out. I still had a court hearing on Joe's assault charge, but that could wait. It could wait because today, for the first time since the beginning of this month-long incident, Claire was coming to visit. My God, I was so excited about that. It is going to be wonderful to hug Claire. The staff nurse came by and informed me that Claire was now in the visitation room. I entered the room, and one look at Claire swept my heart away. I sat down beside her and leaned in to give her a hug. Immediately, she pulled away, barely touching me. "Where's Emma?" I asked.
"She's with my dad," Claire replied.
"Thank you so much for coming to see me."
"We need to talk," Claire said. "I cannot do this anymore. Just listen for once, Charlie, would you, without interrupting? Just listen to what I have to say, please."
I tried to speak, but Claire silenced me with the raising of her hand.
"It is time for me to speak, Charlie. This has affected me deeply. I am worried sick about your next drink and where it might lead. This is tearing me up inside and bringing up such painful memories of my childhood. This is not an environment that I want to raise our child in. This is not healthy for you or me, and it is certainly not healthy for Emma."
"No, let me speak, Charlie," Claire interjected, as I once again tried to interrupt her.
"I'm frustrated and I'm upset. You had some sobriety and you didn't take it seriously. Not seriously enough to stick with it. I know that you've had a lot on your plate with the tornado, your dad's death, and our new baby. But sobriety has to come first. I've been going to Al-Anon meetings, Charlie, and I'm learning to make choices for my life. If you're using and drinking, Charlie, then you're not being honest to your program. Most importantly, you are not being honest with yourself. Your self-pity is problematic. Your anger is driving you back to using. I won't put up with it anymore. That's simply the way it is. That's the way it has to be. Anger is a luxury you can't afford. My suffering has been daily and has been going on for years now. At first it was the two of us drinking and using together, but I grew out of that. Now, I need you to work a program. I need you to declare yourself in recovery. Each time we've gone through something, a change of job, change of life, I thought this will be the time that Charlie will commit to sobriety. Every time, I've been disappointed because that has not happened. I've given you a lot. I've earned the money. I've covered for you repeatedly. I've lied for you. Oh, he's sick today. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm so deeply ashamed of your actions, Charlie, that I'm struggling to even hold my own head up. How could you attack my father? The last time you started drinking, I begged you not to. I begged you. And you snuck around and did it anyway. Then you ran away. And I was terrified that you'd be hurt or that something bad would happen to you. I won't live this way anymore. You've made our home a nightmare of twisted turns and manipulations. You had one goal in mind. You wanted to be able to use and drink. This is making me crazy, Charlie. It has got to stop. One of us has to be mature enough to end this madness. We have a baby to take care of now, Charlie. This isn't just my responsibility. Charlie interrupts. Is this about that guy you used to date? David, is that his name? Are you seeing him again? My God, Charlie, are you completely stupid? Are you even listening to me? I just told you what this is about. This is about your using, period. You always try to derail something as if it's not about you. This is all about you, Charlie, you and your addiction. Stop using distractions. Stop trying to hide your addiction and emotionally confuse me. You just go back to using, and I won't allow it anymore.
So you don't love me anymore? Charlie said.
I won't tolerate your using anymore, Charlie. My love is clouded by exhaustion and emotional pain. I'm not even going to respond to that right now. You need to focus on you. You need to get your act together, Charlie.
Claire, should I go to treatment?
Just tell me what to do, Charlie said. Well, you're not coming home with me today, I'll tell you that. I refuse to welcome this behavior in my home. I don't want to worry about what my friends might see if they drop by. I'm not going to worry about it, Charlie, because you won't be there drinking and drugging anymore. Not in my home. I will always have hope for you. I just cannot save you. Please, don't quit trying before the miracle happens. This can only work if you work. You make an effort. We have a new baby, Charlie, and I still can't go back to work. Our checking account is drained because of you. I don't even know if I can keep our car insurance after your accident. If it weren't for Dad helping me, Emma and I would be on the street. We'd be homeless, Charlie, homeless. I just can't live this way. The sheriff's department called me 2 weeks ago and told me they'd found you and had you secure. That's when my fear lifted and my disappointment crept back in. I feel so alone. That creepy guy Jerry came by, your dealer friend. I can't have people like that at our house or in our life. Emma and I deserve better. Do you even remember hitting my dad? Do you remember throwing the vase through the window before you got in your car and ran away? Charlie just hung his head. He said nothing. Charlie, I feel like you're a reflection of me. My failure if I put up with this. I now have to be the provider for Emma all by myself. You've shown me repeatedly that your addiction is your priority. Your disease is progressing, taken over you. I can't trust what you might do next. You've pulled yourself together more than once. Each time you fall backwards even farther, this time is the absolute worst. Charlie, you've been to treatment. I'm not going to keep doing this until you kill yourself. If these are the choices you want to continue to make, you'll be making them on your own. I'm smart enough to know that you'll convince me to go back in your arms. You'll be loving and sweet and go through treatment and make a new start again. But then the hammer will fall, like it always does. You'll take a drink and you'll have yet another excuse, and then we'll be right back here again. You always have some reason to justify your drinking. When you're drunk, I feel like I've made the biggest mistake of my life by marrying you. You become a completely different person. I relive my childhood memories due to my dad's drinking. I have a physical and emotional response that kicks in, even if I don't recognize, see it coming, or even understand myself. Maybe it's like your own struggles with your dad. I really don't know the answer to those things. You'll have to figure them out for yourself. If this isn't your bottom and your surrender, then your bottom will be in a cemetery, Charlie. I want to be absolutely clear. I will not go any lower.
And with that, Claire walked out of the room. I only had myself to blame. I lost it.